I think everyone kind of knew it, but based on the title, I mean, I already know the title for this one, right? Mainly based on the fact that I've been keeping an eye on the data of the podcast for months, a year at this point, of a good year. This has been the worst year for the podcast, just granted, it hasn't really gone down, it's plateaued. The viewership on this podcast has plateaued, however, given that, we have a growing number of people on YouTube, which I'm okay with. Most people prefer watching something rather than hearing it. Welcome to the Meatweed Podcast, where this week we're going to discuss the plateau of the podcast itself. Very meta, I know. Anyway. So recently I've had an old hobby come back up, and it reminded me of the last time that I had done this on the podcast, where I made my own wine and I was very excited about it. It's mead, you know, there's a M-E-A-D, you know, honey wine. Very simple stuff to make, and I'm happy with the results. This time I made it a bit differently, but that's besides the point. Around the time that first episode was happening, I was incredibly into artisan, right? I was very into making my own cheese, wine, bread, quite a lot of stuff, actually. I would make my own jams, and it was just something that I liked to practice. The thing is, around that time, I do recall the podcast had many people listening that were very, a growing number of people every week, every month, really. But that has not happened anymore. What I've noticed is the podcast has plateaued. There's not less viewers than there was. It just reached a number, and it's slowed down there. You know, it just slowed down. Maybe one or two new listeners every few months. And that's okay, you know? If people like the podcast, they like the podcast. If they don't, they don't. The truth is, I've been transitioning more to YouTube. And yet, I don't know. I feel like on YouTube, you have more freedom and more people will see you, right? The problem with the podcast is that not many people can like or comment, you know? That's just not an option here. The real thing about the podcast is that you have to listen and rate it. If you don't rate it, then I won't know, you know? And on Spotify, if you comment anything, I'd never see it. I will never see it. That's the problem. Spotify has a weird issue where, you know, the creator's this huge dickhead, no one likes him, but I don't get it, you know? I don't get the podcast, the atmosphere? I don't know. What was the word? The ecosystem of podcasts seems to be that if you have a podcast and you're famous, you'll be fine. But if you have a podcast and you're a nobody, you will remain a nobody. And that's kind of what I'm at now, you know, where I was never the most famous person or the most popular. It doesn't matter. But the thing is, I did this for fun, so I'm going to continue doing it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, oh, this podcast is going to stop. Nah. I'll keep it going every week, okay? It's easy. It's fun. I don't mind doing it, and some people like listening. I'm going to do it for the people that like to still listen, you know? But I will admit, I've been thinking more about YouTube in a more serious way. Not just me making it, but I mean, it's the fact that I got so close to 1,000 subscribers already that I'm so close, you know? It's like a visible milestone. You can't subscribe or follow the podcast on anything, really. I mean, you can, but those numbers, for whatever reason, just don't show up on my side. If you guys have ever commented anything, I have not been able to see it. You guys need to email me directly. And that's kind of the problem, okay? This is why I prefer YouTube. It's just based on the fact that it's direct feedback that I can see right away. Any website that you go on where you listen to me, I actually can't see it. If you love the podcast, that's great. I appreciate that. But the truth is, I have not seen a lot of people commenting or anything because there's no way to comment. On YouTube, it's different. You can comment as much as you want. I don't care how bad it is. I really don't. You know, freedom of speech. Go right ahead. But the podcast really is just... it's me speaking to a blank wall. Which is funny because I still like doing that. Because I will get notifications where it's like, hey, 300 people listened this week. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. So I'll do it, you know? I keep going. I'm doing this for you, the listener. And the thing is, I need more equipment. And being a homeowner, it's not like I have access to disposable income anymore, right? Because when the podcast first started, I was living with my parents. I didn't pay rent. Well, I helped with the bills, but still. it's significantly more expensive when you have to pay the bills and the mortgage. So I have a lot of stuff going on, right? But the thing is, it's just all that money's gone, you know? Like, it's going into the house. It's going into, well, the house. And I'm not saying that to be nitpicky. It's just back then what happened was I would upgrade my... Hang on. Sorry, there was a bird on the window. That was loud. It was really loud. Anyway, the... I think you could hear the mic. I would upgrade equipment and I would use it and I'd be really excited about it. This microphone that I currently have is not only collecting dust, I feel like I'm getting an allergic reaction to it. That's why the previous episode of the podcast, I don't know how to explain it, but I did not have the reaction that I did, like health-wise. I don't know. My nose is like clogging as I'm talking. I've noticed it in the previous few episodes since I moved into this house. And I don't think it's the house. I think it's the fucking sound foam that I used. Which is embarrassing because I put in a lot of effort to put it in. And not only are they crooked, but they might be causing me an allergic reaction. Look, I have a sensitive body, okay? I don't know how to explain it other than that's a fucking weird sentence. I don't know, man. It wasn't up until like 2 or 3 years ago that I started having allergies of any kind. And from what I've read online and interacted with people, spoke to my grandma about, you know, allergies happen whenever. And I don't know what I'm allergic to specifically. I think it's the microphone, genuinely. That's why I'm sniffling now, right? Before I came in the podcast studio, I was fine. And now I'm talking and my nose is fucking clogging and it makes me sound different. I hate it. What is causing this? I have an idea. It might be the cover of the mic. I don't know. It's little things like that that I've been adding up. And it's not because, like the podcast is one thing, right? The podcast is always going to be there. Don't worry about that, right? It's more like I look at the numbers on YouTube and I'm learning a thing or two about the algorithm. Little by little, I'm developing these skills and I'm realizing that might be the next logical step is to do YouTube and the podcast, you know, side by side. I can do both. I've been doing both. It's just, I don't know what the next YouTube video should be. I have 3 ideas, but they require money, and I'd rather try to DIY it as much as I can. You know what? Wow, there's a weird... Okay, the steel drum is getting annoying. We should probably get that. We should probably get rid of the steel drum. Every time I'm recording the podcast, any audio or I talk in... Wow, I talk in this room, you'll hear the ringing in the background if you listen real closely.
Yeah.
This is completely offhand and very important for me. For me, as in... Look. you can melt bacon. I did not know that. I did not know you can melt bacon. You can burn it to the point where bacon fully fucking liquefies. And just has like little charred bits on the inside. Whatever hard pieces are left is just charcoal and oil. Now, do not ask how I know this, but a frying pan hates to see me coming. Oh my god. I'm still coughing from it. Oh my god, dude. You can liquefy bacon. Now I know. That's disturbing. I didn't know flesh could do that. I'm scared. Please help. Send jars of mayonnaise to this address. What the fuck am I saying? Okay, guys, I need your help with something, like, legitimately. How do you get the smell of burnt bacon out of a house? Like, I'm not talking like a mild burnt smell. I'm talking like a full forge happened in the kitchen, and my girl gets home in a few hours, and I gotta go to work. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it's done. Febreze has not helped. I mean, oh my god. I've been pushing. Okay. The chaos that's happened in this house lately, I need to describe it thusly. I have, for starters, one, I have pushed Febreze to its limits. Two, I have learned how to carry people while swimming. And I learned my limitations. For example, if somebody can't swim and you're in the deep end of a pool, I learned how to carry them. By the way, exhausting. But I think that's my new favorite exercise, to be honest. Another thing, I've learned how to remove paint from a carpet. I have learned the ventilation of a garage. It's not good. It's actually well sealed. I have learned how I have learned thank God I have insurance now. I've learned the weak parts of a ceiling, of a roof, specifically the outside. I have learned to detect when it's a DIY project and when it was actually part of the house. The previous owners, man, I don't know what they did, but the previous owners, like, I don't know, man. Fuck, dude. They really beefed up the house, is what I'm saying. But at the same time, they should have fucking warned me of something. You know what? I should have learned. I have also learned that in this specific neighborhood, you can only water on certain days of the week. And if you miss that day, your grass dies pretty quickly. Thankfully, I have, I'm catching on, and I bought grass seeds. It was all yellow, it was nasty. Now it's back to green. I learned that automatic sprinkler systems from 40 years ago tend to break down, and you just have to do stuff manually. I have learned how big a house truly is. For example, when we first moved into the place, I thought that it would cost not next to nothing to refurbish, but not next to nothing. I mean, like, maybe $10,000 or something, or maybe we'd have, or maybe what we currently had on hand was enough, right? I was so wrong. I was so fucking wrong. We have an entire room with nothing in it, and we have another room with nothing in it because we have nothing to put in it, and we have no funding to put in it, right? But at the same time, everything else is still there. And I've been told by people with a pool in their backyard that give it 4 years, you'll get sick of it. And I don't know. Probably. I don't see why I would. I mean, I think maybe just because it's another expense that admittedly is numerous. It just keeps fucking happening, dude. Like, having the pool in the backyard is great, but at the same time, it costs so fucking much to maintain. So maybe that's what they meant. Like, on top of the payments of the house, you have to pay for that. And what else have I been learning from this new house? My limits, right? that's not a bad thing. What I've learned is that as I've aged, I actually do know what to do. You know, like, I realized that most people that are my age, or any adult really, seems to just be winging it. Like, if it looks right, they'll try it out. They'll ask their, like, anyone older than them, hey, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? And that's it right there, really. What I like to do is ask elders, like, anyone over my age, anyone older than me who's had this the experience before, I ask them. And, wow, that was loud. That was a weird fucking cough. Did you hear that? Digital cough. Anyway, I'll ask them stuff. And I realize that if I seem to have less, okay, let me, this is, fuck, this is going everywhere right now. I realized that older people winged it too, and then when they discovered how to do things, they learned, okay, keep this in mind, so next time I have to teach someone. Anyone older than you, if you ask them for advice, they will help. But anyway, the house has taken up, like, a majority, if not all of my attention. So if people do seem to, like, if people seem to realize that, yeah, I'm not giving as much attention to the podcast as I used to, this is absolutely correct. Mainly because I have responsibilities now, a really big one, right? Look, I can't help it. I gotta grow up. I'm an adult. I would like to, the fucking coughing, the smoke. Ow. Anyway, I can't help but think that, yeah, it's going to be a long and dusty road. Because, like, I've noticed that I started this podcast before I had the house. I know that, right? But I also started it before I had a certain job, and then another job, and then another job. And I've slowly worked my way up, like, business-wise, like, off the internet. I've worked my way up and work, you know, like, I've been moving my way up the corporate ladder, as it were, out here at least. Out here where I'm from, it's the middle of bumfuck nowhere. There's no office jobs. You have to work your way up in different ways. And yet, I'm doing okay, right? What I lack is knowledge of how to like properly pay stuff off, interest rates. By the way, no one teaches you this. You got to learn it the hard way. Interest rates are nothing to sneeze at. You got to, like, if you get a credit card, debit card, any loan, look at the interest rate and do the math. It is really fucking important. It is seriously fucking important. And that's not me being facetious. You really do got to look into every minute detail of everything you sign. Now, the reason I say that is because I have a credit card that I didn't realize was so fucking high in interest rate. Like, I guess the average is like 10 or 15% or 12%, right, for interest rates. This motherfucker is 20%. That's high. That's really fucking high, right? And I've been paying that off. Thankfully, you know, I got some help. It's just, I don't know. I realize going forward, I'm a proud individual. I thought I wasn't, you know, but I really don't like asking for help. And when I do get it, I don't know how to thank people. And I realize that's part of my childhood right there, dude. So, damn. Life really is a series of things that happen to you and how you respond to it. What the hell does that mean? Anyway, I have no idea what else to say about that. I feel like I'm venting, but at the same time, I want people to realize that if they're going through something similar, it's common. You know, it's common. Don't worry about it. This is all of our first times being alive. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. But it is important to pass down knowledge. I have an announcement, and you guys will probably notice that this episode is late. But I have to be completely honest with you. This was kind of intentional. Or not kind of intentional. I mean, the sad truth is, this isn't like something that I wanted to do intentionally, but there was another thing planned that was. The thing is, right, starting this week, the MeetBeat podcast is going to be uploaded every other week, so two times a month, and I'm going to try to do episodes that are a full hour, because quite honestly, it's like, I know I love doing this, right, but what podcast do you know last 30 minutes, you know, like, you really got to do a lot more. And that's me being polite. I mean, I really, I need time to develop episodes. Like, I need time to actually, like, sit here and research stuff. I love doing funny things, but, like, let's be honest. We have to change the formula. It's been too long since I did that. I don't want to say I'm stagnant or anything, but I would say the podcast itself hasn't, one, it hasn't gone up. Two, I'm focusing on YouTube now, so I'm splitting my attention. And three, 30-minute episodes are fun to record. They're easy to record, but they're not, I mean, you don't get the full spectrum, you know? You don't get the full podcast feeling. And I've been doing research on other podcasts as well. That's when I noticed that 1 hour is the minimum, and I'm beneath the minimum. And this is just because I'm on my own, right? I know we still have the contract with Magic Mind, link in the description. But at the same time, I've noticed that they're also, I hate to say it, I'm probably going to cut ties. Like, I'm only saying that because I'm noticing that much bigger content creators are signing up with them. So I have to, and specifically YouTubers, right? So I have to adapt. Like, I have to make YouTube videos whether I want to or not. And quite honestly, I want to make YouTube videos. I love doing that. So if you subscribe to the MeetWeed podcast on YouTube, thank you very much. If you're listening to MeetWeed podcast on this podcast and any other platform, I urge you to go on YouTube and subscribe to MeetWeed Podcast, the YouTube channel. It's very different from the podcast episodes. However, it's still me. I'm just doing different content, right? And I have to work on a new episode or a new video this month. And the thing is, I shot last time in HD, but I wonder if I should even keep that as a thing. Like, HD is great. I love doing it in 4K specifically. I love doing the videos in 4K, but admittedly, they really take a toll on my phone. And uploading the videos and deleting the videos from my phone and then having to go and actually permanently delete them, I've learned that will mess with the memory over time. So if I go to just like 1080p, then that should be enough. Again, 4K is fun to record in. You can see all the kinds of details. And I don't know, it's just, I got to do better. I got to do better with YouTube videos. But at the same time, I need to learn my limitations, right? I'm using a Mac that's years old that I paid off maybe like 6 years ago. And it still works, granted. But, you know, I don't want to push it too far. Because every now and then I'll be working on YouTube videos or the podcast. Okay, no, specifically YouTube videos, right? Wow, that hurt. I'll work on YouTube videos in the highest quality, and all I hear is the fan just blaring, right? And don't get me wrong, it's summer, so it's going to be a bit hotter, but I don't want to push this thing too far because I know its limitations, right? And I know my own limitations, mainly right now because of a lot of stuff, right? One, I have the studio right next to my bedroom, and when me and my girl have like different sleeping schedules, so if my girlfriend's asleep or if I'm home, I can't record. Like I would like to. There are some episodes in the past where I've done it, but you can hear me a little quieter. And that I want to avoid. I want to avoid that, right? Where I'm not whispering into the mic to make sure no one's waking up. The soundproofing, however, did help a lot. And I noticed that I could talk a little louder. I just really choose not to based on, respect. Because like if there is a chance that I'm loud and I wake her up, I would feel terrible, you know? You got to respect those around you. Now, what I'm wondering too is if the soundproofing is actually doing anything at all. Like I kind of want to take it down, but at the same time, it's already there and now there's glue on the walls. Oh God, I never even thought of that. So yeah, tangent aside, we every other week, 1 hour long episodes of the podcast, just to change up the formula, because I'm not going to say we're stagnating, or I'm not going to say that like, okay, I already did, but like, I think for me, the formula change is what helps whenever I use the, whenever I sit here in the studio and start recording. I like to every now and then change it up, just because like if you do the same thing for years, eventually people get tired of it. Like every other podcast I've noticed changes up shit like crazy. Like I personally really like Misfits podcast, like when they were doing it every week, but they really grinded their asses off, and it's only because they had contracts with like really big companies. I do not. Like I have companies contracts, sure, but like admittedly, it's like I haven't really heard from them, you know? Like, yeah, they're there, but no one, I hate to say it, no one's buying the Magic Mind, like, at all. Like, on my end, I still use it. The other day, I took a shot with my coffee, and it was pretty good, but I haven't seen anyone click on the little thing, you know? Like, I'm just, like, do it, man, damn. A few people did, and then it calmed down, and I think what's going on is, damn, I don't know, really. Again, like, you gotta change up things. What's going on too is I no longer have Google ads, so people haven't been coming in like in massive droves like to listen. What I realized too is that I excuse me, a lot of people have started listening to the podcast from India, and I'm actually really surprised about that. But then I looked into the previous like Google Analytics, like the ads, and I realized that a majority of them were from the ad, because like I paid for the ad and I didn't specify what country I wanted people to listen to from, right? The problem was doing that, I got like the corners of India where like, yeah, people speak English, they'll understand English, but like I don't know, I didn't know it would do that. Don't get me wrong, that's fucking awesome, but I wonder how many people are still listening, you know? Like, did the Google ad actually, like, go through and, like, people, were they actually, like, listening? Whereas, like, there's a whole math statistic where it's like, okay, let's say 12,000 people listen. 0.01% of that is going to be a repeat listener, like a small, small amount. And the truth is, I don't like doing statistics like that as well, where it's like, yeah, people are going to watch, but, or people are going to listen, people are going to keep coming back, but, like, I don't like doing the numbers like that, you know? I like just doing things more organically, but the older I get, the more I realize they're pretty important, you know? You gotta budget, you gotta time stuff out, you gotta give yourself a break, you gotta drink water. That one's really important. I don't know why I've been fucking up on that personally. Drink water, okay? If you're listening to the podcast, I'm telling you right now, I'm calling you out, drink water. I know those lips are chapped too, by the way. Don't be licking your lips now. Chapped lips have an ass. I'm saying that as my lips are sticking together. Yeah, I'm calling myself out. Anyway, the Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm. Oh my God, I'm in a weird angle and my back is hurting. I'm getting older, okay? And something else has happened, but good news, really good news. I have a lot of good news happening this week, and it's just been overwhelming. But it's brought my attention the just how much I've been doing on the podcast, and like behind closed doors, you know? Like, I mean, I know I do the podcast for like fun, and I have another job for a living, but I have a house to maintain, you know? I've got a lot of shit to do. And that's on top of going to work still. Like, I'm not rich, okay? I don't know where I've read a comment like that or someone saying, oh, you're doing well off. It's like, I mean, it's constantly work, dude. My lower back hurts, and it has hurt for a while. And, like, I don't know, man. It's just, there's something about aging, I guess. There's more bags under my eyes. You might as well have a Coach bag under each eye that I have, because, like, I'm just aging. And you know what doesn't help you with aging is poor eating habits, which I definitely have. I'm going to eat ramen for breakfast. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, you know what? Fuck, we have vegetable soup. Never mind. You know what? Life ain't so bad. I got cheddar soup. My girl made cheddar soup the other day, like broccoli cheddar soup. And all I could think of is I hated vegetables growing up. And now I can eat them, but like in a good form, you know? That had me thinking about a lot of other stuff, like how different my upbringing was compared to others. And I realize now that I might have, like, hindered my ability growing up. Jeez, how do I explain this? We didn't get a lot of nutrition growing up, and apparently that stagnates your growth. But if that's the case, why am I so fucking tall? Like, I'm 5'11", which isn't the tallest, right? But out of everyone in my family, I tower above them. That kind of told me everything I need to know. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Never mind. I'm doing okay. I'm just, I need to rewire things a bit. You know what I mean? With the last minutes of the podcast coming up, I got to tell you something right now. I'm not going to go into more detail. But somebody the other day at work, myself included, almost got mugged doing the job that we have. Like, for him, it was like a couple of, you know, tweaked out meth heads trying to get into his car. And like one of them was trying to distract them. The other one was very obviously trying to open the door. Like, lock your doors at that point. You know what I mean? For me, what it was in a completely different part of our job. Like a really, really far distance away, miles away. I was by the truck, and I just had a tweaker lady whose eyes were so bloodshot, and the rest of her was pale. She was just like, excuse me. She's waving. She's like, hey, can I use your phone? My boyfriend kicked me out. But like the thing is, where we work, it's a very rural area. And let me tell you right now, if you see somebody crawling out of the fucking fields while you're out in the middle of nowhere, maybe don't give them anything. And I was just like, listen, I can't do that, but there are people around here that can help you out. And I pointed at a nearby house, and that was that, you know? Like, dog, fuck, it's getting crazy living out here. You know what? I should probably give more context, too, as to what I mean by that. Now that I moved out of my parents' place, I'm like, 3 towns away. Like, I'm not too close, but it's a drive to go see them. And, life hits, you know what I mean? Like, I've been dealing with all kinds of shit, but at the same time, I've been dealing with them, you know? That's the important bit. Whatever life throws at you, you got to get back up, brush yourself off, just keep going. It's been a hell of a week, and that's why this episode is late, but also we have to change the formula because it's been the same for too long. And every now and then, regardless of whatever I do, right, I have to change it up. Because if you look at, like, here's an example. If you look at the early episodes, it's super different. We have to keep going up. If you look at the early YouTube videos, they suck a lot. We gotta keep changing. That's just part of it. Every now and then, switch it up a bit, you know? Even YouTube doesn't stay the same forever. And I noticed that. A lot of people are coming up on my YouTube channel, like on my YouTube recommended, and I realized that they're like a very specific type of person, you know? There's some people that I really don't want to be associated with, Mr. Beast, but like, I just don't like the fucking overly saturated colors and everything, you know? I don't know, there's just no soul behind it. And yet there are channels that are growing that do have a bit of soul behind them, and I do like those a lot. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. Links in the description for some Magic Mind. I'm going to post my link tree. I realize I've been forgetting to do that. But I will see you guys not next week, but the week after with a much longer video. I have to announce that on Instagram, by the way. So thank you guys for listening. And if you guys have any opinions on the change, please DM me and let me know. Email me, anything, right? But yeah, I'll see you guys 2 weeks from now.